It's Monday, December 14th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And TJ.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
Sunday.
Exactly. This week, nothing too much. Just regular stuff. Picks, weeks, Blavin is out. He's got his own things to take care of this week. So TJ's subbing in.
Yay! Short notice, guys.
You weren't here last week, were you?
No, I was at the Christmas dinner thing.
Right, for work.
You at your work? You had a secondary Christmas dinner? Just for membership.
Damn.
We did a gift exchange thing, and I got Bananagrams.
You got Bananagrams?
Awesome!
From the... You work at a gym, right? Yeah, I could assume that, okay.
I got the most valuable item there.
What?
Well, everything else was stuffy that would run out.
It's like a pop box of paper clips.
A lot of it was, like, coffee-related.
Huh.
That sounds like my heaven.
One of them was a box of, like, 15 different kinds of chocolate from Mexico.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I was also tempted to steal that one.
Chocolate from Mexico?
And you didn't because...
My curiosity got to me. There were boxes in front of me. I was like, I need to know what's in this.
How did you guys do it? Like, you picked...
Oh, basically, we drew numbers from a cup.
Oh.
First, like, lowest number goes first.
Yeah.
Highest number goes last.
Okay.
And basically, you're free to steal or open a gift.
Oh.
And then the next person's free to do the same thing.
Oh. Yeah.
Cool.
Andy, did you do any Christmas festivities for work?
We made Christmas letters to Santa Claus for all the kids.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for yourself and your sister.
No, I work. Yeah, no. We got all the kids to make, like, letters to Santa Claus through that Canada Post thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still do that?
Yeah.
Well, you write to ho-ho-ho?
To H-O-H-O-H-O. Yeah.
I remember doing that as a kid.
Yeah. Who receives those? And where do they actually go?
I don't know.
I assume.
I'm starting to think that, if you actually put it in the mailbox, I don't know.
Yeah, like, you put it in the mailbox, right? Where does it go?
It's probably, like...
Like, obviously it goes to Canada Post, but...
I hope that the guy in the truck who picks it up has a big red sack only for those letters.
And then they burn them.
They burn. No, apparently they reply.
Oh,
so wow.
They reply.
On the website, they said, like,
reply.
So we're technically a classroom, so we sent it in as a teacher, and they reply to everybody. And then even if you're a teacher, you can send them a class list. So even the kids who say were absent and didn't get to make a card, they'll still receive a letter.
I know who does it.
Oh, that's cool.
I think I know who does it. High school students who need volunteer hours.
Yep.
They go to Canada Post, and they just, and it's like free labor.
Oh man, I wish that was a thing.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
My letters would be so shitty.
I would just make three letters and it would just alternate. And it would just copy paste.
You just have like a template?
Yeah, I'd have a template. And then just switch it names.
That's a good idea.
I think I'd read them.
I think
that's not efficient.
But I'm not getting paid.
True.
Good point. You can take as long as you want.
Yeah.
I think I would do one really, really good letter.
It's not a commission-based service.
You just send back like a 5-page letter. Single space.
Listen, quality over quantity.
Okay? Yeah, 10-point font, single space.
TJ, how long did you spend on this letter? Let's see.
3 weeks.
I spent all night. Oh, man.
I needed 40 hours for community service.
So, plus those couple hours I took on for lunch break. 38 hours.
Too much time, all right? This kid's going to be happy.
Cool.
Lace the paper with candy canes.
I thought nowadays you can call Santa.
Can you?
You can call Santa?
Yeah, I hear it on the radio. There's like a number they can call.
That's weird.
And leave a message for Santa.
That really ruins the magic.
That's too weird. I don't know. I'm not down with that. Magic. A, who has a home phone anymore?
The future.
You can use your cell phone.
B, what kind of child has a cell phone?
Every child.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. It's creeping me out.
I was going to say, are you not
what
seeing?
What century do you live in?
I didn't get a phone until I was in grade 12. And it was a hand-me-down phone.
Well, don't worry.
And I had to walk uphill.
I didn't get my phone until I was in high school either. Okay. Grade 9.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Pretty much. Never used it.
Yeah, I mean, I texted a bit, but it's not as great as my phone is today.
Okay. Now that I think about it, it was completely useless.
Like, I could take pictures.
Really, like, low-res 640 by whatever.
My phone could not take pictures.
Like 320 by 240.
Ooh, hot.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good time. My camera back then was 0.9 megapixels.
Damn, son. Mm. Mine's like 15.
So many. I never understood why they do that on phones.
Yeah, you have a 15 megapixel camera on this phone.
I think, yeah.
You need to take 5,000 whatever by 4,000 whatever pictures.
Like, anybody who needs to take a picture that big better have...
Better be a photographer.
Yeah, better be a photographer and have a professional camera.
I don't know. Girls like to take a lot of pictures.
They do.
I realize that.
Of everything.
Anything.
I take a lot of pictures of stuff.
And some would say you are a woman.
15 megapixels. Some would say,
and then they see my... Well,
you know where I'm going. We know,
you know where I'm going. Okay. Okay. Picks of the week. Yeah. Let's just move into it.
Do it.
All right. I'm going to open up. I have a couple to go through. First one's very small. DC, comic company. For March, they have...
What? I thought they were a shoe company.
That's another DC. No. That's DC Shoes, okay.
Oh.
Inc.
Oh, got it.
I'm talking
got
DC.
It. So DC Shoes trademark. Don't make the comics.
No.
All right. No. Got it.
Detective Comics Shoes.
Detective Comics Shoes.
Yes. So Detective Comics. For March, they have 40 titles coming out. And for all 40 titles, they have variant covers. And this year, they're doing variant covers based off of iconic posters. And there's a lot of cool different ones that we look through. Any highlights you guys noticed?
Bullet for me.
Bullet.
Based off the 1970s?
Yep.
Car chase film, pretty much. And who I'm just going to call it a car chase
film. Who was in that one?
I don't remember. They're very old people.
No. Which superhero?
Oh, it was Selena Kyle. Selena Kyle was on the cover, and then they had the Mustang going off ramps and stuff at the bottom. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Did you have a highlight, TJ? One that stuck out to you?
I like the mask. Or... the Joker one.
Oh, that was based off the mask.
Yeah,
that just fit. That was like that really one, good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the best one. The Justice League as Magic Mike.
And they're all shirtless.
Oh yeah.
With their symbols tattooed on their chest.
Yeah. And Batman still has the cowl.
Still has the
cowl.
Yeah.
They, I can't believe they all don't have chest hair.
Yeah.
Just smooth.
Yeah.
Wait, when are these issues coming out?
March.
I gotta make sure.
Yeah, I want to buy that Justice League cover with Magic Mike.
I'm gonna make sure someone gets that cover. A certain someone.
It's nowhere near anyone. Well, it's close to your birthday, I guess.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know what the specific dates are, because usually you know how, like, the first week a certain bunch of comics drop, second week is...
Oh, like, yeah. I do it in waves?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's the regular release date, right?
Oh, okay.
Right, not all 40.
All at once?
No.
That's what I thought it was. I was like, man.
And I think you, for the variant covers, it's usually what you do is you put a pre-order down, like a $4.
That makes sense.
You know what I should do? I should really start like a subscription at a comic book store.
For what comic?
Oh, like get a box and then like they'll always fill your box with the latest stuff?
Yeah, stuff that I want.
That's a thing?
Yeah, you can do that at Big B too.
Oh, I thought you had to like subscribe to a specific comic.
No.
So you go to the store and you're like, I want to start like a box or something, and then they make you like a profile, I guess, or like they register all your shit.
And you just put the titles that you want.
Yeah. Oh, and then cool. They'll always fill that box, so you don't have to go to the store. You just walk up to the table and you're like, can I get my stuff?
That's sweet.
That's why they call it Comic Book Wednesday.
That's sweet. And how much do these things usually go for?
Nothing. It's just the price of the comic.
Yeah. The box. Like you don't have to pay to rent.
Yeah. It's just that you're required to pay it.
Yeah.
Okay. Every week. It's not like optional anymore. It's a listen. You subscribe to the service, you're gonna pay for it.
Oh man.
Yeah. But no, I should do that. I should do that. Or just stick to digital comics, I don't know. One of the two. Anyways, the other thing I wanted to highlight is, you guys know Paramount Pictures?
I know of them.
They're the big movie production company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Paramount has launched a campaign for the movies that they have made this year that they feel are worthy of Best Picture for the Oscars.
They made their own list?
Well, yeah, and they're asking for the people to vote to you know...
Wait, so is it of their opinions? Only their movies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of only Paramount movies.
That's okay.
Okay, that they feel should be nominated for the Oscars.
Okay.
It doesn't matter whatever they pick, because the one that they're putting front and foremost is Transformers Age of Extinction.
No!
Oh, man. Wait, what else did they come out with this year?
I don't know. I just read the headline that said, Paramount launches campaign for Age of Extinction Oscar for Best Picture.
No!
And I thought, wow, that's ballsy.
They got cojones.
Yeah, they got quite large cojones.
No, that movie's bad!
So bad! If that's the best they had to offer this year, I think I'm afraid to see what else is on the list.
I bet there's good movies on that list. Like, actually good movies.
Probably.
Probably none we've seen.
Yeah. But guess what? They don't care.
Because
Transformers cost them the most. So it needs the recognition.
Oh my okay? gosh. Okay.
Moving on and talking more about movie news, and I'm going to bring back the comics and the superheroes. So we all know Sony was hacked.
They were.
Sony Pictures was hacked.
Heard about this.
You know, about, I think it was like 100... terabytes.
Damn.
Oh, then
of data was taken. Which includes emails, personal profiles, financial records,
mm-hmm.
actual movies.
Oh, wow.
But some interesting news came out of this, because some of the emails that were, I guess, stolen revealed who Sony was in talks with for certain movies. And it turns out that Sony did contact Marvel, and they were in talks to bring Spider-Man into the next Captain America
mm-hmm.
for Civil War.
Oh, sweet.
And they were going to go through with, like, and the way they were going to do it is they were going to split the ownership costs or the license.
Okay.
So that basically, even if Spider-Man only makes a cameo, Sony still gets half of whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they felt that's, if that was the only way they were going to get Spidey in, that's the only way they're going to get Spidey in. So the talks were happening. But then, unfortunately, the talks fell through. It doesn't look like he's really going to make it in.
No!
Which is sad.
That sucks.
Then recent reports popped up just in late this week that suggests talks are back on. But this time, if Marvel's going to get the rights to Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield is out.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a really good Spider-Man, though.
I know.
They're going to take him out, and they're going to... And if they get Spider-Man, everything that Sony has done ever is now officially non-canonical.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And if they introduce Spider-Man, it's going to be someone they pick. It's not going to be an origin story. And it's just going to be Spider-Man joining up with the Avengers.
He's just going to, like, show up?
Yes.
So, guys.
Like, it's not going to be an origin story. He's not going to have any of that baggage from the Raimi films or the Amazing films.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But this is only if it goes through. But Marvel has now stated, like, if we go through with this, this is the plan. Now, at first I was like, I love Andrew Garfield, but you know what? I don't think Marvel's ever let me down on a casting call.
Hmm.
Everyone they've always casted, like, I've never been able to see it when it was announced, but it always ended up working out.
It's true, but I just really like Andrew Garfield.
Oh, no, so do I. He's the best Spideys thus far, but... Yeah, because I can't even think of who's out there that...
Michael Cera.
I mean, who are they going to hire?
I'll lose it.
A kid from One Direction?
The Rock.
Yeah, maybe some... You know what? They might even just throw everyone for a loop and make it Miles.
Oh, yeah.
The black kid?
Miles Morales.
Donald yeah. Glover.
Oh. He might really be Spider-Man!
Ah! You could be Miles Morales, yeah.
Oh, that'd
be pretty cool.
That would be perfect.
That'd be good.
That just completes the loop. Yeah.
Oh. Donald Glover for Spider-Man.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. That's all I had.
Oh. You didn't get any, like, juicy gossip details?
No, I didn't.
Dang.
Nothing. I didn't dig deep enough.
Okay.
That's all I could find. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Sony's PR rep and the accountant were having an office affair.
Oh, yeah, did you know?
Tonight on E.
Sony's CEO is actually sleeping with Microsoft's CEO.
What? Oh my gosh.
And it's a huge ploy to take over the world.
They killed Steve Jobs.
Oh man.
It wasn't a natural death.
Okay, let's get off this one. Anthony, your pick of the week, please.
As of this recording, the Capcom Cup has happened yesterday.
Capcom Cup? Is that like the Mario Cup, Mushroom Cup?
Capcom Cup?
Yeah, the Capcom Cup.
This is Mario Kart, right?
Yeah, totally. So it's a Street Fighter tournament that Capcom holds, I think, every year now. And they take some of the best players. Like, players have to qualify for this. Ooh, it's not good. Like Evo where anybody can just sign up.
Good stuff.
So, like, based on your player points throughout the year, your Evo points and stuff like that, and then if you qualify to actually make it to the Capcom Cup, you can play there. So they had like a bunch of matches. It was really cool. But at the end, they showed more Street Fighter V. They showed a live gameplay demo of Street Fighter V.
Mm.
And there are a lot of similarities to Street Fighter IV in that they still have the revenge meter. So every time you get hit, your revenge meter fills up, and then you can do like an ultra move. The only thing is, though, this game seems a lot faster, kind of more in the vein of, like I said last week, Street Fighter X Tekken.
Yeah, it does look speeded up.
Yeah. They have new things that are breakable stages. So they didn't show that if it affects, like, the only time they ever broke through a stage was when it was a KO. So, like, I don't know if there's extra damage added on to anything, but it makes the stages a lot longer, which makes for different gameplay when you want to push an opponent to the corner.
Yeah.
You now have a much longer way to go, so it might be more strategic for you to try and jump over them rather than force them all the way to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last big announcement was that they showed an extended trailer of... before I get to that. There was one moment in the stage where it doesn't have an effect on your fighting,
mm-hmm.
but Ryu finished off Chun-Li with a super near the corner,
mm.
and they were fighting inside a ramen shop. And because it was a super finish near a stage end, what happened was it showed a cutscene of Chun-Li getting knocked out. She got knocked over behind the ramen counter, and a bowl of noodles fell on her head. Right? So it's kind of comical. But the next round, she still had the noodles on her head. As like a humiliation. Like,
that's cool.
You got beat in a certain way. And so you fight the rest of the match with, like, she had a bowl of ramen noodles on her head. And it never fell off.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny. But the reveal, like I said, was they are bringing back Charlie from the Alpha series.
Charlie Nash!
Everybody's favorite Guile, pretty much.
Sadly, that is true.
Yeah. There's like three Guile types now. There's Charlie, there's Guile, and there's Remy from Third Strike.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yeah, the stylish emo kid.
I didn't like him.
He always reminded me of a girl.
Yeah. He's the Bishonen of Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so they showed the glasses. There's no gameplay of Charlie. It's just a CG teaser. But he puts on the glasses and in like a, almost like an emerald, like a green oval appears in his forehead. And I don't know what that is. So maybe he's been taken over by something. Maybe something happened to him in the time between Alpha and now.
He's Princess Serenity is what he is.
He's Princess Serenity. He's going to Sailor Scout transform. Yeah. I just, like, this is cool that they're bringing back Alpha stuff. So, like, I kind of hope that they play with their roster now.
I don't know why it isn't just called Street Fighter Alpha 4.
Yeah, they could. But they didn't. They just called it 5. I just kind of hope, I kind of hope they get a little bit wilder with their roster. Like, there's a lot of cool characters in Alpha that are Alpha exclusive. Like, who is Sakura? Like, there was that the rivalry between Sakura and that rich girl. It's like with a K.
Oh, I forget. Know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
There's like Birdie.
Birdie.
The grappler with the chains.
Birdie.
Yeah.
Wait, grappler with the chains.
You know what? Forget Street
Fighter.
Yeah, he's
the black guy with the mohawk. And then his super is that he chucks you with chains and slams you on the ground.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't want another... I want another rival schools.
Never. Just like there's never going to be another Darkstalkers.
I know.
There's just not enough interest there. But we can dream.
Yes. And it's sad because I just want rival schools for the minigames.
Oh Okay.
It was a good fighting game, too.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But minigames.
But those minigames.
That's like when people talk to me about Pokemon Stadium. They're like, oh, man, I love Pokemon Stadium. Remember that Sandshrew game where you dig until you hit the water?
Those are the best parts of the
game. Or that Lickitung game where you gotta eat all the sushi.
Seriously.
Apparently, there's a strategy to that game. Like, if you keep eating the same food over and over again, you get multipliers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just always kept going for anything, like, as soon as I saw food. But if you keep eating the same food over and over again, you get multipliers. And so, like...
Really?
Your score goes up at the end. So even though you have less plates than another person, if your plates are more quality, like, they're all the same...
Oh.
You get a higher score at the end.
Shoot.
Yeah, so...
That sounds interesting.
It's weird. I didn't know that. Like, I just learned it a couple months ago.
I think I was too young to notice that stuff when I played it.
Yeah, we're playing Pokemon Stadium at my house a couple months ago, and then, like, someone's like... I was like, how is your score so high? She's like, what are you talking about? There's like a combo meter in this game. I'm like, what? No way.
Man.
Yeah. But yeah, more Street Fighter news. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I'm down to play more Street Fighter.
I'm down.
You still play?
I play pretty casually.
Okay.
Yeah. This is... I learned my lesson with 4. I'm not gonna buy this game.
Yeah, no, like, if you're not into fighting games, like, there's no... Like, if you don't have people to come over and play it, even casually, like... Casually is fun, but you gotta have those people.
If there was a cool visual novel style, like Persona Arena, maybe you'll win.
Maybe. Yeah, Persona does a really good thing with justifying it as a single-player purchase with their in-canon story and stuff. And like even their arcade mode. Or they have the new in Ultimax, the Golden Arena mode.
Yes.
And it turns your character into like an RPG, and you can level up and upgrade stats.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and put different skills on them and stuff.
Yeah.
And then once you hit, like, level 99, your characters are just broken in different ways.
Yeah. So. That's cool. Reminded me of, Tekken Battle Mode, right? Is that what
Tekken
it was?
Battle Mode.
What's that?
It's where it turns Tekken into a side-scroller.
I remember
that. Oh, yeah! Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that was bad.
It was very bad. Tekken also had beach volleyball.
No, it was Dead or Alive.
Oh, no. Tekken had one...
But, oh yeah, with the dinosaur.
Yeah,
that was so cheap.
Well, you didn't have to use Gon.
Didn't they have bowling too?
Yes.
Yeah, Tekken Bowl.
That I don't remember.
Yeah, Tekken Bowl. That was all in Tekken Tag Tournament, I think, or Tekken 3.
What was the one where you punch the ball back and forth?
Wasn't that the volleyball one?
Yeah, it's a volleyball.
That was the volleyball one. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But it was like a beach ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And like, yeah, the more you hit it, the faster it went, and the stronger attacks you did.
Yeah.
The different directions, yeah.
That
was cool.
I guess it wasn't really volleyball.
Yeah,
it was just more punching a ball until
it hit someone great. In the face.
Now that's a really fun game. That's like I spent a lot of time playing that game.
Yeah, that's all I do with Tekken.
It's just play the mini games.
Yeah,
it seems like you just want fighting games with good mini games.
I know.
That's what can I say?
Street Fighter 4 has challenge mode.
No, break that's the not barrels. That's not a mini game.
Yeah, it is.
What kind of garbage is that?
Blow up the car.
It's not a mini game.
That again?
That's just hit the buttons.
Yeah, yeah. It's a mini game. No. If you really want to minimalize it, then every game is just hit the buttons.
No.
No.
Speaking of which, have you played the latest fighting game minigame?
What?
The Smash Brothers board thing?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
What?
It's weird.
I heard it's like Mario Party, but the whole point is instead of getting stars, you get stocks for your lives.
Oh, wow.
So, and at the end, it's a battle. And so you just suck at the board game. You gotta make it up with your fighting.
Yeah, true. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That reminds me of like Kirby Air Ride.
Yeah, I heard that's like the best thing about that game.
It's good if you have
people. Lots of people. Yeah.
Also, I didn't know there was freaking 8 players.
Yeah.
Smash.
Yeah, man.
It's so annoying.
8 Shulks just backslashing each other all day.
Really feeling it.
I'm really feeling it. Jeez. Backslash. Thank you. I think Shulk's my favorite character.
Really?
I like Shulk, playing as Shulk.
He's got a lot of options. He's good. He's good. I like him. I wish it was a lot smoother to try and pick his...
Oh, the powers?
Yeah. Because like, every time I miss one, I'm like, fuck, I have to cycle.
You gotta go scroll through.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's either Shulk, Ike, or King Dedede. I like the heavy set characters with big...
Really?
Apparently.
Yeah.
No Bowser?
I don't know. But as soon as I learned that the person who has the most percentage... gets the most control of where the body slam goes.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, if I grab you with Bowser and do that somersault body slam, You can control where it goes. You can fight me going trying to double suicide.
Oh.
Yeah.
The hell?
Yeah. So, like, as soon as that ruined it for me, I was like, lame. So, yeah. But yeah, King Dedede is fun because he's got that, like, down B where he charges up his hammer.
Yeah.
He's annoying when he throws that little spike ball thingy.
Yeah. I won a sudden death like that.
Oh my god.
He was like, sudden death, and we all panicked, and I just fucking threw out a spike ball and died. The guy died.
Yeah.
But yeah, fighting games, son. Charlie's back.
Yeah, fighting games and mini games, yeah.
Getting ready to flash kick you in the face.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Alright.
Flash kick soccer balls into the net, rival school style. Can't wait.
Do it!
Oh my god.
Capcom, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Alright, that's my pick.
Cool. Dude, you got a pick of the week? You got something you want to highlight?
Not really.
Fantastic.
I know.
Fantastic. Okay, let's move on to our weeks.
Hello, listeners. Do you enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes, too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world, too.
So, TJ, then you can open up and tell us what you've been up to.
Sweet. What have I been doing this week, guys?
You're kind of your week.
Literally, it's just been more Destiny.
Did you bought the expansion?
Mike, you bought the expansion.
Oh, God.
I got it for free.
Jeez. Your brother's just like, you gotta play with this me. But this is me, so here you go, you're set to go.
How come he didn't buy me the expansion?
How come he didn't buy me a PS4 and Destiny and the expansion?
Yeah, so get this. I don't have to pay for any of those. They were just hand-me-downs.
Your brother's just like, I need the white one, so you get the black one.
Pretty much. I was like, yes, I don't have to spend money on
now this. Now he needs the...
The
20th anniversary edition.
I know.
Then TJ doesn't need his black one anymore because he's got the white one. Now just, Vince has a black one.
It just heads down the line.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or wait, no, does your sister get it?
No. She wouldn't know how to use it.
Okay.
What would she do with it?
Then Vince gets it.
She would just get the PlayStation 3 for the Blu-rays.
Oh, yeah, true.
She barely knows how to use that.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Then she just gets a Blu-ray player.
Yeah. I handed the controller. I'm like, go.
She's like, ah.
Yeah. But yeah, so Destiny.
Mm.
Their latest DLC came out.
The Dark Below.
The Dark Below.
I heard there's also a patch that changed things.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You know, like...
Oh, yeah. They're always patching the game.
Yeah, but I heard now you can buy the resources to upgrade.
Yeah, that came out a while ago. I can't remember how many weeks ago. Basically, you spend... You know the Vanguard marks that you recruit?
Yeah.
Basically, I think it's...
Oh, you don't use Glimmer?
No, you have to use marks.
Oh, okay.
So it's completely pointless.
Oh.
It's not worth it. I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you spend... I can't remember how many to get...
10?
10, I believe.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Did they take out all the farming spots?
For
the resources? Yeah, like spine metal and all.
No. So it's...
They're still there. Okay.
That's why it's... I guess it's... If you don't feel like going out and farming...
Can you buy Vanguard marks with real money?
No.
It'll get there.
There are no microtransactions in this game.
Not yet.
I can't wait. I can't wait till that's the thing.
When that does happen, it's gonna suck.
Yeah. They'll do it so that you can only use microtransaction when Xur appears.
Oh, like Friday.
Yeah.
Weekends.
Yeah, like only on weekends, and then they're like, "Oh, it's only on a weekend though, so I gotta buy it." Oh crap! I just gave him an idea, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah.
No.
So that's a thing now.
Get up, future patch coming. Zero microtransactions.
But yeah, no, Dark Below. It's pretty much...
So what comes with it?
Okay, so what comes with it is...
Two strikes.
I think one of them is exclusive to...
Yeah.
So if you're on Xbox One, you get one strike.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the one strike is outright unlocked when as soon as you download the DLC.
Yeah.
The other one, you have to go through a bunch of quests to get. Mm. It's the last thing you get, actually.
Like story quests?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Basically, there's this new person that appears in the tower. Her name is Eris Morn. And the story is, I guess there were six different guardians, I believe, that went down into the temple of Crota.
Okay.
To try and...
On the moon?
Yeah.
Okay.
To try and I guess defeat him.
Yeah.
Or stop him from being resurrected or something.
You mean the same pallet dude with a glowier sword?
Yeah, that dude. Okay. The giant dude with the sword. Basically, they go down, everybody dies except one, which is the person that's in the tower. Her name's Eris Morn.
Yeah.
And you're basically taking quests or bounties
from her?
From her.
Oh, wow.
And some of them are story missions, some of them are just...
Bounties?
Kill these people.
That's gross.
X people. And, yeah.
Is there a new area?
No. What happens is, in the areas they have right now, they open up, I guess, other sub-areas
okay.
for those places.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So it's not there's it's, not a new planet.
No.
You don't go to the royalty place.
No. It's kind of underwhelming. I thought we were getting a bunch of story missions.
Mm.
You get, like, three.
Oh.
Wow.
You get one, which isn't repeatable.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a kick off the whole Dark Below DLC.
Yeah.
You get one repeatable on Earth.
Yeah.
And then you get one on the moon.
Huh.
Those are the only extra story missions you get, as far as I know.
Okay.
Ew.
Then you get the two strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one strike, depending on which console.
Oh, yeah. Depending on which console, you get either one or two strikes. And then the one raid.
Oh, right. There's a new raid. Yeah, that's the big
deal.
And
then, like, all the new equipment and armor and weapons you can get.
Mm-hmm. Is there matchmaking for raids yet?
No.
I don't think that's
never going to come.
Yeah.
Is there matchmaking for Nightfall yet?
No. It's the same thing to do with the raids. Like, something... For that difficulty level, I don't think they want you just random up with people. But it doesn't matter, because they have, like, websites where you can just look for people to play.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. Like, yeah. if I meet someone in a tower, is it easier to ask them?
Yeah, can
to
I talk with people in the tower?
I think they introduced... What is it? Fire team chat?
So, oh, but they have to be part of the fire team. So they have to accept already.
No, I think there's like a public chat.
Okay.
That you can
mm-hmm.
enter.
That's good. That's good.
It's
that's
not,
a step.
Yeah.
So basically, even if it was just like a job board. Like, looking for a group.
That would be like Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
Fuck, that would be so much better.
You just go to where that fucking tree is near the weapons dealer that no one goes to, and there's a fucking job board there. They carve the job board into the tree.
Yeah.
Or just put it beside the bounty board.
No, they cut down the tree and made a job board out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a stump left.
Huh. Okay.
So, yeah.
So, is it worth the $20?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it is.
Okay.
As someone who got it for free, it is still not worth it.
Yeah, and I didn't pay for it.
Okay.
I heard there's a big problem with people who don't have the DLC, where Nightfalls and that kind of stuff were the main way to get Vanguard marks.
Can't play them anymore.
You can't play them anymore
yeah.
when the rotation is on that expansion.
That
shitty.
Yeah, so this week, for the opening, for, I guess, whatever. Basically, the Nightfall, the bounty... I mean, the Nightfall and the... Just the weekly heroic
okay.
is the Dark Below mission.
Uh-huh.
So anybody who doesn't have the Dark Below DLC can't do it.
Just, they don't change it out to, like, a regular map. They just can do it.
Yeah. They just can't. As far as I know, they just can't do it.
That's fucked up.
It's bad, but honestly, if you're still playing Destiny at this point, I don't know why you wouldn't have this DLC.
Yeah.
Most likely. Yeah, probably.
He's got a good
point. But it's still...
You know, like... At this point, if you're still playing, chances are you're fully in.
Yeah, you're in for the long haul.
Yeah,
yeah man.
Yeah, I haven't touched Destiny in a long time.
Yeah, I don't even own it anymore.
You made the smart decision.
Got rid of it when I was still $60.
Mine says not for resale, so.
What? Oh. Because
mine came with the PlayStation.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah. That's been eating up all of my time.
Really? That's it, huh?
Yeah.
No Vita stuff? No.
Oh, my Vita! No, the only thing I use it for now is to remote play Destiny.
Wow.
Man, you're in deep.
When you're like in the kitchen, you're not even in your room, you're like, whatever, remote play.
I even tested it to see if I could do it from here.
Yeah?
It connects to my PS4.
Yeah, it's supposed to be all for Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I didn't think it would work.
Yeah. Huh. You could be anywhere in the world.
That's what I read.
I was like,
really? That's a thing? How's it going to find my PS4?
All right.
What it does?
The next time you come to my house, bring your Vita, and then we'll see.
How good's your internet?
Really
it
good.
Just,
like,
it just
so good.
It just, no, it doesn't matter, because it'll be reliant on his, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because it's got to go through both.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because... Do you have a cap?
No.
Oh, okay. We'll test this out.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's just not good for PvP.
Oh, yeah, you probably need that.
No, I only do story missions when I'm on Arena.
Yeah. Because like collecting stuff?
The controls is... Yeah, it's
not good.
Yeah, it's not that sensitive.
Yeah, on the PSP, you could remote play to the PS3, right?
Yeah.
But, so, like, you could straight up play the PS3 BlazBlue
yeah.
on your PSP, and, like, that was kind of garbage.
Can you remote... I know you can remote play your PS4 from the PS TV.
Mm-hmm.
If you I can? Bring the... Yeah. But that's only if you're in the same house.
Okay.
But if I go to another house and I just do straight Wi-Fi, can I connect to my PS4?
I don't know.
Isn't it essentially just... Wait a minute. Why would you bring your PS TV?
So I could play on the TV in my hotel and not bring my PS4.
But those hotel TVs never have ports in them.
Yeah, they do.
They don't let you use them, though.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah, there's no input. Yeah, there's no input to let you...
Okay, well, what if I'm at school?
True.
Okay.
And I go to the study room.
Or what if you had a boring Christmas dinner?
Yeah, what if I go to relatives, they have an HDTV, and I'm like, fuck football, let's play Destiny.
Maybe.
Wait, you can use a PS4 controller with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Although, the bundle comes with the PS3 one.
Wait, why?
It just does.
I don't know.
Because they probably got a bunch in a warehouse somewhere.
It's cheaper.
That's...
Yeah.
So wait, the regular doesn't come with a memory stick, right?
No.
No.
And does it still use the Vita proprietary memory?
Yes.
I want to say yeah. Yo, that stuff is expensive.
Uh-huh. That's Sony, baby. That's Sony, baby.
I want to buy a bigger card, but I see the prices and I'm like, it's not worth it.
Mm.
That's why I gotta say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's been my week.
Cool.
Other than that, just work.
Nice.
Working hard or hardly working, huh?
Both.
Oh, okay.
I'll go next.
Do it.
This week with me was exam week.
Ooh.
So I played 110 hours of Dragon Age.
Yes! That's the best way to study for exams, guys. You just push everything to the back of your mind.
It was a medieval history test, right?
You know? Something like that. Studying about dragons.
It was about mythical beasts.
Yeah.
That's... Wow. Wow.
Okay, I didn't play 110, but I got to 110. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Still. Yeah. Wow.
You know how it is.
It's a lot of Dragon Age.
Yeah, so I beat it. That's a great game. Probably my favorite game this year. It's a BioWare game, so its formula is much like other BioWare games. Epic story, you make decisions, you build relationships with people.
Try to bang out.
You pick one that you like to bang. You buy them a gift.
Wait, can you have a child?
No.
Oh.
Everyone's sterile.
Damn it!
Okay, so I was trying to... I play as a girl. We all know this.
Okay.
Trying to talk up this mage dude, because I think he's cool, he's nice, he's witty.
Okay.
We're getting going, and then the prime moment comes where it's like, you know, start a relationship. And I say, okay.
I'm ready to commit.
I'm mage. Ready. And he's like, I'm gay.
Wait, you can do that in this game? Can you get with a girl, if you're a girl?
Can your main character be in a homosexual relationship?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Man, this guy was leading your character on.
I was like, this guy's great. He's the best. He's like funny and then I'm like, he's gay. And I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Well, is there anything you want to tell us, Vince?
So then I was like, you know what? Fine. Two play that game. So I romanced a girl.
I'll show you.
I'll show you who could be gay.
I'll be gay even better than you are.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This sounds awesome.
Yeah, so I did that. And to win her heart, I shaved some very inappropriate message into my pubic hair.
I'm sorry, what?
Yep.
What the heck? How far can you go in this game?
Well, I didn't actually do it. It was a decision.
I know, but like, the fact that that's a decision...
Yeah, you know, the game has some pretty deep decisions. Speaking of decisions, they make some tough choices. Where it's not like, do you want good to win or evil to win? It's more like, ha ha ha, what sacrifice are you going to make? Who's gonna die because of you today?
There is no positive
outcome. Yes. Yeah. And you're just like, nah. Little bit of spoilers, okay? If you play Dragon Age 2, which probably didn't.
No one played that game.
Your character comes into this game, and you meet up with them, right? Mm-hmm. From Dragon Age 2. And at the end of their quest line, you have a decision. Basically, do you let them die?
So you gotta choose to kill yourself or not?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wait, what are the perks of each decision?
Well, okay, there's two people. There's this group of people, and they're led by a dude. They're called Grey Wardens. They're like the big...
Is that what you are in that game?
You're a Grey Warden in the first game.
In the first game, okay.
Like,
okay.
And you guys rise up. Like, you're this army that has no allegiance. You just rise up when there's an archdemon that invades the world. It is... Suddenly, Grey Wardens come together to fight this thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're with their leader, and you're with your character from Dragon Age 2, the champion of Kirkwall, Hulk. Okay. You go into the magic world. They mm-hmm. call it the Fade. It's like the spirit world of Korra.
All right.
And you're going to be killed in there, and one of them sacrifices their lives to save you so that you can escape. And you have to choose, do you let your character die, like from Dragon Age 2, mm-hmm. stay there, fight forever, and die, or the leader of the Grey Wardens? If you let the Grey Wardens die, well, basically the whole Wardens disband, and they have no leader, and they fall.
Okay.
So it's either do you save the person that you spent so many hours with, or the person that you know is better for the greater
good. And I guess if you have, like, does your actual character show up?
Yep.
So, like, because it's on different consoles, right?
Well, the thing is, their visuals don't show up, but all the decisions you made with them, so their personality is there.
So is it like uploaded to a server, I guess?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But when I played Dragon Age 2, I used the default character look. Okay. So when she came, it was the default character.
Oh, you're like, oh my gosh.
So I was like, no, you're the real thing.
That's a pretty meta choice. That's cool.
Yeah, that's messed up, right?
I like that.
And I'm just like, because I knew I wanted to save myself, but I'm like, no. Fuck you.
Fuck you, me.
I'm not you anymore. That was a lifetime ago.
That was a whole generation of consoles ago.
I'm a new character. But yeah, like that's an example of one of the cool decisions. And then there's a whole bunch of other things, like, I don't know. It's very it's a very mirrored statement on actual society, you know, a lot of politics. How does religion affect government? What happens when religion is government?
Bad things.
Yeah. And you can choose that kind of stuff, like how you want to shape the world by the end of it.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Your characters. Like, at the end of every big story mission, your characters, like, you'll have to end up making one of these big sacrifices. Mm-hmm. And you have, like, a party of 8 characters, and they don't all agree with you. And depending on who you like, or what your decisions are, some of them will disapprove or approve. And by the end of the game, if they don't like you enough, they'll just take off before the final battle.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, they'll just... Bye.
He's like, I'm out.
They're like, I don't want to see this through because I don't like you as a leader and I can't support this.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Or some of them will turn on you. I don't know. But yeah, no. It's great. Really long. I don't think you need to do every single quest in the game to enjoy it.
Did you have a problem... Well, you played on the harder difficulty, but did you do a thing like... I know a lot of people are saying that in the beginning area, if you do all the quests, like, just how it's... made, like, you'll constantly over leveled for everything going forward.
Yeah, but I played on the harder difficulty, so I kind of had to.
Oh, okay.
So by the time I moved on, I was about where I should be in terms of level to keep the challenge consistent.
Okay.
But if you play on normal, I can see that problem happening, like over leveling by accident.
Yeah.
And then running through it all. But yeah. Yeah, that was that. And then I'm progressing through anime again, more Space Battleship Yamato. So get this, I had a finance exam at like 8 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I around like 10 at night, I'm like, okay, I'll watch one episode of Space Battleship Yamato. One episode turned into 10.
You got a problem.
Uh-huh. And then I was like, it was like 3 in the morning, I'm like, I gotta be at school. Like 4 hours. Because my thing's at 8. If I go to bed, will I wake up?
The answer is no.
I won't wake up. So I just stayed up and watched more Space Battleship Yamato.
That decision.
It was probably not the smartest decision.
But.
Thankfully, I'm really good at finance. But. I was tired.
These numbers are turning into not numbers.
By the end, my sentences were, listen, no profit, no gain, done.
Math, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's basically been my week. But today, me and you, Anthony, we went to the Toronto Comic Con.
We did. We did.
It's essentially a giant dealer room.
Yeah, it was $10 to enter a dealer's room.
Yeah. It's put together by the team who does Fan Expo, basically Canada's version of San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah.
This is on a much smaller scale.
Very small scale.
Its tagline is the one day Comic Con. But there are like no panels.
Oh man.
The guests I think are all artists. But they're not big time artists.
Yeah.
But there's no like panels or no big time celebrity guests. And it's basically just a giant deal room where to buy stuff. And honestly, I think it was just a bunch of people looking for Christmas gifts.
Probably. Like you.
Yeah. And I did find mine.
For yourself?
No, for someone else.
Okay.
Yeah. No. So.
There was a lot of cool cosplay.
There was.
There was a lot of crossplay.
You noticed that too, huh?
Yeah, there's like a lot of dudes dressed as girl characters.
Yeah.
Which girl character?
There was a guy dressed as the... Who's that girl in Madoka who's not part of the main squad? She's like the purple one.
Never mind.
I don't know. I know I saw Luca.
Luca?
Vocaloid?
Oh, Pink yeah, hair? There was a...
Pink
hair? Yeah. There's a male Luca.
Yeah. There's a couple dudes I saw wearing like generic school girl uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't know which anime character
I couldn't tell either.
Yeah, it might have been Love Live.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All the school uniforms are the same.
Yeah. Some of the cosplays were good. Some were okay. Some were just bad.
Yep.
There was a great Saiyaman there.
Oh, there was, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And he had a Videl.
Did he have the
He had helmet? The bandana. He didn't have the Kamen Rider helmet.
Come on. He didn't do it right.
He had the sunglasses and the bandana.
He did the casual look.
He didn't do it right.
He did the easy one. He had the proper boots, though.
Oh. Really?
The white with the, like, the Vegeta boots.
Oh, cool.
He had those.
Were they, like, homemade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I was gonna say.
I didn't notice the boots.
The best cosplays were the Spider-Verse cosplay.
They just had a table.
They just had a table, and they just were like, we're gonna promote Spider-Verse.
That's
and
awesome.
Boom. Here's a billion Spider-Men for you.
Spider-Verse?
And they were all really good.
They were, actually.
Yeah, they were really good, yeah.
Yeah, they looked pretty good. Prices were convention prices.
There were no deals. There was like no.
Yeah, there were no deals.
Like everything was pretty much just like, you don't pay the tax.
Oh.
You don't pay the tax. There's maybe like a 5-10% markup, and I just looked at that as, well, if I were to pay shipping, it would still probably be cheaper, but not by much.
Yeah, and you can go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the difference.
A cheeseburger at McDonald's.
Yes, yeah. It's a cheeseburger difference.
Okay. Yeah, so... But yeah, no, it was okay. It's alright. And they bought something stupid.
I bought something amazing. I bought my first pop vinyl toy.
So, yes.
And I was like, man, all these pop vinyl toys are dumb.
Yeah.
Like, they're all stupid, and like the humans look like garbage.
Mm-hmm. And what happened? What happened?
And then I found a non-human one.
Oh.
And that's Sharknado. And they made a Sharknado pop vinyl. And it's a shark inside a tornado. And he's got a stupid face.
I still can't believe you bought it.
So my... I told everybody here already. But my reasoning for buying this was I walked by the table. Uh-huh. I saw it. And I'm like, whoa. Look how stupid that thing's face is. And then I gave the girl money. And then I bought it.
How dumb is that? Right?
So you have this stupid face.
So next time you're out there and you're like, man, is this a dumb purchase? Is this... Am I going to regret this? Don't worry about it. Just think to Anthony and be like... Can't be dumber than that.
I can't regret it. I don't regret it at all. This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is the best $14 I ever spent.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going to go, though. I got to find a place for it.
Put it on top of your TV.
It's like, I don't have a CRT.
What the...
What?
Sorry, guys. I got an email. So, I buy from HLJ all the time.
Okay.
Hobbylink Japan.
Yeah.
I just paid to ship out my box of loot of Gundams.
Okay.
Got an email for them. Holiday sale has started.
Oh, wow.
There's got to be, like, a thing. Because I remember one time I ordered a bunch of stuff from Threadless. And then a week later, they had a sale. So I emailed them, and they had, like, a store policy where if you bought something and then, like, within 14 days there was a sale,
yeah,
they credit you.
Oh, nice.
What would have been the saved money.
And you can
buy more stuff.
No, sweet. It doesn't work like that in Japan.
Oh.
They just don't care.
They don't. Okay? It just... No.
They're some mean people.
Yeah. So...
They're efficient people.
Efficiently mean.
But yeah. I was surprised by the selection at the show of items.
They had a lot of variety. Like,
it was a good mix
between anime and...
I was surprised. There was this Nendoroid Tosaka Rin that I kept seeing at multiple tables. And even at a store that we visited afterwards.
it just haunted you.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I need to buy this.
Eventually.
I didn't, because it was like $60. And I'm like, I just can't. That doesn't seem like
a good deal. So instead you spent $50 on a Goku...
Yeah, I did.
Did you see all the stuff it came with?
True. Yeah. It is a figure arts.
Yes.
There was value there.
Look at all those hands. Do you see all those hands?
The hands.
So many hands.
They give you a ball with...
Of energy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you guys want to see that My Sharknado, check out the Facebook page.
Yeah.
There's a sweet picture of me and my Sharknado pop figurine.
Yeah, there, Anthony has a matching dumb face with his dumb face Sharknado.
So, look at his dumb face. So stupid. He's like, rah, I'm gonna eat you, rah.
That's totally what he's doing.
Rah. yeah, I looked for, like, manga and stuff, but there wasn't really any deals. Like,
no deals.
People weren't even doing U.S. cover price anymore.
No?
No, not really. It was a dollar less than Canadian, which is still more than American in most cases.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Have you seen the American dollar lately?
Tell me all about it.
It is strong.
Yeah, I was gonna say, aren't they doing really well?
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Holy. The yen is doing pretty weak.
So it's time to import?
No, well, if you're American, yeah, totally do it.
Okay.
Because I think it's like 120 against the yen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So wait, they're at an advantage.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So like... Yeah, a dollar American gets you 120 yen. Or, yeah, 120 yen.
Damn.
Yeah. And then Canada's, like, at par.
With the yen?
Yeah.
Oh, it's better than when
we
I bought...
We might be a little bit lower. Like, it might be, like, 98.
Yeah.
But
I remember when I bought some of my other stuff, like, when I made my first purchase off of AmiAmi.
Yeah.
Like, we were, like, 80 cents to 100 yen.
Yeah.
Like, we were pretty low.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah. The thing was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, am I transitioning? Are you
done?
Or?
Yeah, we're okay, done. I think that's it for the show, unless you wanted to say anything else.
Oh, no, I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 2.5 HD Remake.
Okay.
Final Mix Edition Super Turbo Ultra.
Man, that's such a long...
I think I made part of that up, but...
I was gonna say, Super Turbo Ultra? Why didn't I buy this one?
So, it's a re-release of Kingdom Hearts 2, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, the PSP game. And all the cutscenes for Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts Recoded.
Is that the good one?
I don't know. I never played any of the 3DS ones.
I thought they were all bad.
No, because I remember one was bad and the other one was pretty okay.
Dream Drop Distance, I only heard bad things, and I haven't heard anything about Recoded, other than I know it takes place in a computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
It takes place in like Tron style?
Like not Tron style, but like everything is virtual, like everything is like simulation. And there's a new type of enemy that are all rainbows.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, I forget what they're called.
Just an enemy of rainbows?
Yeah, they're like all multicolor rainbow people. But yeah, so in this one, they have, in 2.5, they have all the Final Mix stuff from the Japanese version, which actually didn't come out here previously.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of cool stuff if you haven't played the Final Mix version, or you just haven't played Kingdom Hearts in a long time and you want to replay it. Like, it's pretty, it's worth getting it. They have a new difficulty level. They have a new drive form, which is called Limit Form. And you get to use all of, like, the cool moves from Kingdom Hearts 1. Like, throwing the Keyblade, Rave, and all that stuff.
Oh.
And you don't need any of your teammates to do it. Like, it's just based on Sora alone. There's a new mini game where you collect puzzle pieces that are hidden around the world.
That's a mini game?
Yeah. And so you collect these puzzle pieces, then you go into Jiminy's Journal and you can solve them. Nice. And when you solve the puzzles, you get items.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There's a bunch of new palette swaps for Heartless, some new cutscenes in story mode that like involve Roxas and stuff that mm-hmm. apparently came from the manga or a novel. Kingdom Hearts 2 manga or novel, I forget which one it was. And they show extra stuff. But the coolest thing, I think, is there is these things called absent silhouettes in each world.
Absent silhouettes.
Yeah. And what they are is that they're flashbacks battles of the organization members you've defeated in, what is it, Chain of Memories?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So all of those battles you can now play in Kingdom Hearts 2 with the Kingdom Hearts 2 battle system.
Oh.
And stuff like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, is like they don't warn you like how strong each person is, like mm-hmm. each organization member is.
Yeah.
So I remember I like walked into one in Beast's Castle, and like the match started and I died, because the girl starts off with an attack, and I started off with an attack, and we just clashed, and then I died. And I was like, wow. Oh wow, okay, I guess I'm not supposed to be here.
That's funny.
Sounds like he is so.
Yeah, there's, and then there's also another thing, kind of in the same vein called, there's the Radiant Garden, there's something called the Cave of Remembrance.
Okay.
And you can fight all of the organization members within it. The big thing that ties it into Birth by Sleep as well is that you can face one of the characters, Terra, as right. an optional boss. Kind of similar to how you faced the Organization 13 member in Kingdom Hearts 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you face Terra, he's like armor, is like part of the Keyblade Knights or whatever.
Yeah.
And like that battle's pretty cool because it takes place in a Keyblade graveyard. Badass.
It better.
Keyblade graveyards.
Yeah. I also like learned some stuff while like wading through cutscenes I already knew. Like I would look up like different Keyblades and stuff, like Mickey's Kingdom Key. Because it's the opposite. It's like a palette swap of Sora's Kingdom Key.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's right. got the gold bar and, like, the silver handle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rather, and vice versa. And apparently that's from... It's called, like, the Kingdom Key D. And that's from the Dark Realm when Mickey gets locked in...
Oh, there.
In the Dark Realm from the first game with Riku.
With Riku.
Yeah. So he has, like, the alternate version of his mm-hmm. Kingdom Key. There's, like, the Kingdom Key that, I guess, Ansem has at the beginning to... try and unlock Kingdom Hearts is like a fake key. It unlocks a fake Kingdom Hearts. But the real key is something called the X-Blade.
Oh, I've seen this.
The X-Blade.
Yeah, where it's just, it's two Keyblade handles.
And an X.
And then it forms an X, and it's just a sword. Like, it's just an actual sword.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And you point it at the sky, and it opens the real Kingdom Hearts,
It opens the Kingdom
yeah,
Hearts?
Yeah, it's the key to the Kingdom Hearts. And I still don't know what the Kingdom Hearts is.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'll find a picture.
I think that one was in Birth by Sleep.
Yeah, yeah, that's where it was announced, or shown.
Say hello to the Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, the key looks
that's,
so weird.
Yeah, that's the thing of everyone in the game. They're trying to unlock Kingdom Hearts to have, like, the ultimate power or something. Oh, yeah, here it is. Ha!
Oh.
It's just a sword, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. That's weird.
It is weird.
I don't know what to think about that one.
Yeah.
It's not a key anymore.
Well, it's not like, it's not X as in, like, it looks like one of those, like, alpha, beta, omega letters. Yeah. But I don't know what the X is.
10?
Maybe. Because it's like the X is below the line, and it's like, shaped weird. Yeah. It would have been introduced in Birth by Sleep. Despite looking similar to the Keyblade, it is, quote, altogether different.
Yeah.
End quote.
It's different, trust us.
Yeah, just,
it's
different.
Different.
I'm just waiting for like a Keyblade with zippers on it. Like, just, it's got the
storage compartments.
Yeah, it's got the storage compartments on it. It's got that Japanese touch. It's Tetsuya Nomura, right? Who does all the zippers?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got that Tetsuya Nomura touch.
You got the touch.
And that's been really fun. I've been playing also, I started up Birth by Sleep a little bit. It's really nice playing that game on an actual controller.
How does that scale up? Does it look any?
It doesn't look as good as like two. But it looks really good. The gameplay differences are really fun, and there's a lot more. It's a lot more animated out than Kingdom Hearts 2 is. If that's, it's kind of hard to believe. It's a lot more reaction moves and like high flying stuff, and like all the bonus battles are like, oh, he is the darkness within the darkness inside himself.
Right. I forgot about that game. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's the Heartless, which are part of you, and then there's your nobodies, who technically don't exist,
mm-hmm.
but they still live inside you.
Yeah. Somewhere.
And somehow make the ultimate evil still.
That's right.
And then you have a laser fight with your boy, Riku.
He's the best.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, so I'm almost done. I'm at the halfway mark. So I did the 1,000 Heartless battle, and I'm going through each area to do the second lock.
Yep.
So yeah, I'll be done that soon. It'll be fine. I'm just gonna go to Pride Rock, just grind up to level 99.
Is that where you do all the grinding, Pride Rock?
Yeah. So in Kingdom Hearts 2, you get a lot of the experience boosts and a lot of the weapons. They give you experience boosts only if you're below half health.
Yes.
And there are other ones that give you a great experience boost, but only if you're in critical health.
Mm-hmm.
So you go into the Pride Lands, you get into critical health, you walk back into Pride Rock, you go to the very top. And there is just a whole bunch of these, like, little yellow flying dudes. And then you keep casting Thundaga, which kills them. And then once you're out of mana, you just run around in circles. Because you're so fast as the line that they can catch you.
Oh,
and then
man.
Once the mana comes back, you just start spamming Thundaga again. And then run around in circles.
Wow.
Yeah. And also Goofy and Donald kill stuff for you, too. So you're getting experience that way. And you still get the bonus experience through that. It's significantly faster than farming like the Ice Titan one. But yeah. So I'll probably do that. Just mow through everything.
Sounds good.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fun. I forgot how, like, in my memory, these games are very button mashy. Like, it's just mash X. But like, the more I get into like the optional boss fights and stuff, you kind of really got to play around with reflect and
I was gonna say, yeah, I don't remember it being that button mashy.
Yeah. I know for regular enemies, it's like, I could have probably. What I learned through watching speedruns is that combo plus mm-hmm. is a no-no. What you want is combo negative.
Yeah, you want it short.
Yeah, you want combo negative and you want finisher plus.
Yes.
Yeah. So, oh. So you do, like, one hit into a finisher.
Makes sense.
And then you just wreck people. And so far, I don't have, like, finisher plus as a skill, but I have it on the Beauty and the Beast Keyblade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just been... As soon as I finish that battle, like, the whole game's been just a breeze so far. But yeah.
It's good to hear.
It's pretty cool. What do you guys start with when you're asked to choose, like, the sword, the shield, or the staff? What do you guys start with?
I always want magic.
Yeah.
You guys always do magic. Yeah, okay. I always used to go sword as a kid, because I'm like, oh, I just want to hit stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, now I kind of, like...
That's your mistake.
Yeah. Like, Blavin pointed out to me in our podcast group, like, that... You can always hit people, but, like, magic is pretty useful, and, like, it's a limited resource, so mm-hmm. it's kind of more useful just to pump up your magic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The only thing picking sword does is it takes less hits to kill somebody.
Yeah.
But because it's an unlimited resource, what's the point?
Yeah, you might as well have the magic, which is a good way of looking at it. I didn't look at it that way. But, yeah, other than that, I finally have a level 70 of every character in Diablo 3.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have Demon Hunter, Monk, Wizard, Crusader, Witch Doctor, whoever, Demon Hunter, yeah, whatever. Wow. I have all of them. I have a level 70 of all of them, finally, and I hit Paragon level 200.
That's nuts.
So I'm finally far enough into the game where I can start making builds.
Hmm.
So a lot of that game is very generalized, like, just pick a bunch of skills you like, fucking blow shit up,
game
experience. But once you get into the higher end torments, so how the difficulty works is that it's like normal to hard, which is like something to master.
Right.
And then there's torment. And torment has 6 levels within it.
Oh, so, yeah.
So you can do like torment 6.
Yeah.
And the bonus for doing torment 6 is that your gold find and your magic find are increased like tenfold.
Oh, crap.
Right. So it's a lot easier to find legendaries and stuff. Like I see people on Twitch, like they'll have, they have a gold or sorry, magic find set.
Oh, wow.
Compounded with the times 10, like of torment 6. So like every other drop is just a legendary.
That's awesome.
And they just farm stuff. But I, what I didn't know, and I'm learning now, is that they've made sets kind of nuts in comparison to when the game first came out.
The armor sets, yeah?
Yeah, so like actual sets, not just legendaries, but the green ones. That
okay.
When you have a bunch of the set, you
get like the regular
bonus?
Yeah, so like the green ones. So like if I have 3 of this set, I get a skill, right?
Yeah.
So the one right now that's kind of breaking the game is the Demon Hunter set. It's called the Marauder set. And the final skill for that is your sentries shoot your main hatred expender, your hatred spender.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have up to 2 turrets at a time, and they will be shooting like the cone of needles or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or they'll be shooting the lightning balls instead of just regular arrows.
Okay.
And if you compound that with like high attack speed, or if you have a witch doctor in your team, he has like an AoE attack speed buff.
Yeah.
With a totem, and you place your sentries in the totem, and it just go crazy. They just shoot like nuts. And there's also another set that lets you have 2 additional turrets on top of your 2 turrets.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can combine the two, because there is a ring, a legendary ring that's not part of a set, that allows it, its special skill is your sets require 1 less to get the skill, but you have to have a minimum of 2 pieces. Yeah. So if a set requires you to have 3 pieces, you only need 2 pieces, right?
Cool.
And so people are, like, using that ring and then getting
mm-hmm.
max bonuses out of 2 sets at the same time. Some of the other ones are, like, Wizard. So he has this move called Archon, where he turns into, like, the embodiment of energy, pretty much. And within each skill, you have a ruin, and you can customize it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the skills I have is Archon gets every ruin at the same time.
Whoa.
Yeah, and there's other ones like barbarians get ruined, like all the ruins, right? And so I'm finally far enough in the game to where it makes builds, and it's starting to get really fun, rather than just a mindless loot grind.
Okay.
Yeah. So right now I'm like, I built my wizard around arcane damage, and she uses like a disintegration laser mostly.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't deal as much damage as like some of the people who are all maxed out. But I've kind of, like, support-builded it. So monks usually gather people into a group. And so I have a skill where my arcane damage slows enemies by 80%.
Oh, nice.
Their movement speed. So it keeps them in there.
Yeah.
So then they can do all their stuff. Because I'm not going to be in the fray. Or, like, on my barbarian, I was kind of tired of, like, the whirlwind barbarian, where you just spin around and just slash everybody. So I did... I have a couple fury expenditures. But I mainly just use Fury, which is, like, every attack, you gain a stack of Fury stacking up to 5,
yeah.
and your attack speed increases by 8% every stack.
Okay.
Right? And so now I'm doing a big solo damage barbarian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so even on top of that, I've mentioned before they have greater rifts.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm getting more into the gems, because the gems, I realize, do nuts things with certain builds, where, like, every time you attack, you have the chance to smite an enemy with lightning, dealing like 3,000% of your weapon damage.
Smite an enemy.
Yeah. Yes. Or every time you attack an enemy, there is a certain percent chance of making them bleed, right? For a certain percent of their health.
Yeah.
But if your gem is level 25, each gem has a secondary skill. So for that one, it's your skill is your attack speed is increased by 5% for each bleeding enemy in the vicinity of you, like within 20 yards. So then my solo damage just goes through the roof, right? And like there's stuff like that, and you can combine it with different weapons and stuff, and you can get really creative, and it's kind of the thing I thought was lacking early on in the Diablo series, or the release of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds intense.
Yeah. And to get to Torment 6, like, my DPS, like, on my inventory screen kind of caps out around 1.2 million. So I'm creating people for like 10 million at best. But like these guys, these demon hunters, I told you about that set, the turrets that shoot the sentry balls, right? So each ball hits multiple times. Okay. And if you have maxed out gear, all your stuff is socketed with the best gems and all that stuff, you're probably critting for like 35 to 40 million.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And each ball hits multiple times and your sentries are shooting out like two balls a second. So it's like, oh, look, this Torment 6 boss has 9 billion health. Oh, look, it's dead. Yeah. So, numbers get very Disgaea-like by the end of Diablo 3 if you're willing to do that kind of post-game stuff.
Oh, okay.
There's a game beyond level 70.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so I'm still waiting for the season to end so that my Witch Doctor can come out of season only because I saved up a bunch of legendaries for it. It's fun. It's a good if I want to watch. I've been watching Arrow in the background.
It's good.
Yeah,
I like hearing this.
I approve. Yeah, it's I'm switching between Lost and Arrow.
And Lost and Arrow.
Yeah.
Man.
It's like I get tired of him being on this island. I'm gonna go watch another show.
When you're on an island.
Yeah. It's harder for me to get back into Lost than it is for Arrow. But yeah, it is a quality game that I would actually recommend people pick up now. Like if you see that Ultimate Evil Edition and you're like, oh, I heard not heard so good things. Like the game is actually something I would recommend now.
How much is it right now?
The Ultimate Evil Edition? $49? If not on sale, maybe?
If you buy it on PlayStation?
Oh, like 4? Digital? Oh, buy it on PlayStation 4, I guess, yeah. Or Xbox One.
Then I believe it's actually still full price.
Oh, it is still full price?
Damn.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be like a...
Like, it always goes on sale, because I bought mine for $40.
Yeah, like... So I'm sure it'll go on sale, but like... That game is actually something I'd recommend if you're looking for that loot grind.
Yeah.
If you don't got that... If you're not playing like Borderlands, the pre-sequel or something. Like, if you got that loot itch.
Yeah.
You just want to see shiny things make you do more numbers.
I do.
Yeah. So, I recommend it. And especially if you get it on the console... you can like switch it between consoles and stuff, and
yeah, sweet.
Yeah, it's cool. So yeah, work Diablo, Kingdom Hearts, comic convention, awesome Sharknado toys.
Yes.
All right, Vince, close it up.
Yeah. So started this podcast pretty happy.
Yeah.
And then I saw that HLJ sale.
Yeah, I kind of bummed.
So I bought $25 worth of stuff on sale just now.
Just now? Wow. You got problems.
I do.
Do they still have those old Reveltech Zone of the Ender stuff?
No. Aww. But you know that Realbot I have of Jehudi?
Yeah.
The one that's like 140?
Yeah.
It's on sale for 65.
I already have a Jehudi though. And it comes with the can.
I don't know what to tell you then. Why don't you get some super action statue of the JoJo's?
Are those on sale?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know, 20?
That's not bad.
Yeah. I bought this thing called a chibi art.
Chibi?
I
thought it was chibi.
Nah.
Chibi.
Chibi.
Okay.
Chibai? I don't know.
Art? Chibai.
From a character from Code Geass.
Like art?
No.
Oh, I thought you bought, like, a poster?
No. Line is called Chibi Art.
Okay.
It looks like an Android, but it's by Bandai.
It's probably not cooler than my Sharknado, but...
It was cheaper, that's for sure.
It's cheaper than $14?
It was $4.
Damn!
Man.
That's why it's not better.
It was 375 yen.
Oh, okay.
You know what the original price was?
Tell me.
4,500!
Whoa!
Now that's a steal.
Now that's a sale.
And on that bombshell, we're gonna go. thanks for listening. Tune in next week. It'll be the one before Christmas, if you celebrate that. Mm-hmm. And probably the one before the year-end show, where we give our famous TNIB award.
Prestigious!
Fourth
annual!
We might have...
Prestigious.
We might even have some of the recipients on the show.
Doubt it, but we can hope.
If only they would respond to our emails. But you can look forward to that. Hopefully Blaven will be around for that.
Yeah, because I hope he brings his picks or his awards.
Yeah, it'd be pretty sad if it's just me and you. Because I don't think we'd decide on anything.
I think we'd just fight.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, well, we'd have our adjudicator.
TJ?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he just sided with you, like he did last year.
Damn. It could be different this year.
Best toy 2014, Pop Vinyl, Sharknado.
Oh, are we going to add that to the list? Because I have a whole bunch of contenders to crush your little Sharknado.
Oh, man.
Second place, Sharknado.
No. I think I've got, like, numbers 1 through 10 covered.
No!
Yeah, but you know where to find us. Google.com, 3 Nerds in the Basement.
Facebook.
Twitter. We're trying to be more active on the Facebook. I think.
I put a post.
Yeah, you know, yeah. If you fall, we'll try and be more community. Is that what I'm looking for?
We'll try to be more community-oriented.
Yeah, we'll try and, you know, because we understand that a lot of you just sometimes have a little comment to say here or there, but it's not enough to really write in.
Yeah.
And I get that. It's what YouTube comments tell me.
No.
So, you go on the Facebook and you write something there, we will monitor that and we will respond.
Yeah, we'll respond to it.
We'll respond. And we'll also post stuff that interests us. I believe at the time of this recording, I've posted, we already mentioned this, Anthony's Sharknado face.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. There you have it.
He does have a dumb face. It's pretty dumb.
Yeah. Okay. Let's close this one out.
All right, bye.
See you guys later.